I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope.
I'm already drunk.
Sounds coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Sounds coming out of my mouth.
That was a good one. I like that.
Like that?
Yeah, it's good.
Awesome. So I'm just going to spend 30 more seconds on this and I'm never talking about it again, ever.
You mean another 30 minutes?
No.
Another 30 seconds. Another 45 minute discussion?
No.
You guys, we're about to dig in. We are going to do an English class called Twilight and the Sacred Text. We're gonna dip into it chapter by chapter, and that's our announcement.
Seriously. All right. I did legit miss an entire movie.
So Maggie was right.
Okay. I missed a movie, but it didn't matter. And I'm going to confirm it didn't matter.
Did you watch it? Did you go back and watch it? Okay.
Because it doesn't matter. Cool. Do you know what I missed? I legit missed additional scenes of them laying in a field of flowers together.
For that whole movie?
That they kept referencing. Mm-hmm. And I did see the blonde girl in one of the other movies when they killed the other vampire, the black one.
Right. They kill her boyfriend and she comes back for revenge.
Right. There's an entire revenge movie.
Right.
I didn't watch it.
Right.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Great. That's perfect. It.
All right. Done.
So about our new podcast, Twilight and the Sacred Text. No.
Stop. All right. What happened with Sudden Impact?
All right. So you realize that, like, the real answer is a 5-minute answer. Like, once he finally has the answer, it's just like, yep, this is what happened. So it turns out that they broke their contract, or it turns out that they, right? Like, once he finds them, it's a really short answer. You realize that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So he's drawing it out into this whole mini series.
Like 6 hours.
6 hours.
For a 5-minute answer.
Right. But he gets to do that. He's Dave fucking Holmes.
Right.
He's building a picture of the early 90s. He's creating a narrative. Shannon's making a face at me. So
he's just waxing nostalgia on the 90s, yeah. Which is fine because it's back in full force, so I get it.
Yeah, he's waxing nostalgic on the 90s and also answering a question because, like, it was not an easily Googleable thing. Like,
yeah, no, I Googled it.
Now it is. People are asking the question because, like, he...
I Googled it two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there was still nothing on it.
Right.
Except for a neo-Nazi looking group, which was the wrong group.
Correct.
That was the metal group.
Right. There was another group called Sudden Impact later that is a metal group.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's still not a lot of information. So he talked to Yvette Nicole Brown, who was part of the East Coast family.
Yeah. She was in Community.
Yes. That one. She's a delight. Nothing ever happened with her career. So he's kind of painting this story about people who Michael Biven signed and then nothing happened with them. Like that's what he's creating right now. So
did Michael Biven's signature become a signature of death or something?
I mean, he just signed 1 million people.
Then nothing happened.
Not with, for a lot of them. I mean, we know that there's the East Coast family. We know it. That we know some of those bands.
Yes.
But just not everybody who Michael Biven signed went huge. So that was last week's story, and Yvette Nicole Brown confirmed that Sudden Impact changed their name to White Boys.
Oh, my.
WYTBOYZ or something like that. All one word.
That's a thing they did.
That was a choice you made. Okay, Sudden Impact is a way better name.
Way better name.
Sudden Impact.
The Wonders.
Yeah, that one is actually funny, but like... Yes, exactly like that. Why would you be like Sudden Impact to White Boys? You know what's better, you guys? White Boys. Why?
W-H-Y-T-E. White Boys. So, the White Boys.
So that is where we got last week. And then this week's episode. So Yvette Nicole Brown was like, this guy, whose name I already forget, it's Harvey or Harley or something along that line. he should have been huge. And he had a solo on one of the songs where, like, he's an incredible fucking singer. So today, in today's episode, Dave interviewed that guy, whatever his name was, about how he was supposed to hit it big and then didn't. So he's concocting this whole story of people from the East Coast family who Michael Bivin signed that didn't make it. So, you know, and the other thing that he's setting up right now is how, like, all of a sudden shit turned to grunge, and like how everything had been on the like top 40s chart sort of split into these alternate charts.
Mm.
So that's this, you know, he's crafting this story about what was going on in the 90s. And because as previously stated, the real answer is going to be short when he gets it.
Right.
Right.
Dude, even New Kids on the Block tried to do grunge / rap with their Dirty Dogs.
Mm, Dirty Dogs. Mm, Dirty Dogs.
Yeah. Album that tanked. And I think that was like 91, 92.
Mm-hmm.
They were super white hot for like 3 years.
Yeah, it was a weird fucking time for music.
I can see why the white boys didn't make it, because we already had enough white boys in the stream. Except they had a better fucking name too, New Kids on the Block.
Yep.
From Maurice Starr.
So
who put together Bobby Brown's band, New Edition.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
Today they talked about Poison.
That girl is poison.
And then how it was followed by Do Me, right? How
you
like
can
it,
do me in the morning, you can do me
how
in
it,
the
how
night.
How like real quick that kind of music went from like suggestive to overt. And that if you didn't want to be singing overtly about sex, that like, too bad, that's not what, too bad, so sad.
Belle Biv DeVoe, now you know.
So yeah, I still am totally into Sudden Impact. I'm like, I'm enjoying this ride. There are people who are complaining, being like, he's just talking about all this other stuff. And I was like, do you think this was like a true crime podcast where there's like
an answer?
Lots of like details to go through, because there's not.
Oh, he's good. Like, white men are the worst. Shut up and enjoy the ride.
Just enjoy the ride.
Shut up and enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the 90s nostalgia that Dave Holmes is crafting for you.
That Dave Holmes is blessing you with.
He's blessing you. Enjoy. Take that blessing and enjoy it. What other content have you been?
Eye-rolling so hard.
No, I know. I agree, because I'm annoyed with the people who are like, why don't you just give me the answer? Because the answer is quick.
Do your own research.
Yeah. Search white boys.
W-H-Y-T-E.
Whatever it is. Yeah. He does spell it out on the podcast. Search white boys. I'm sure you'll figure out what happened to them, since Sudden Impact just brings up that like neo-Nazi looking punk band.
Right, it does.
You can't find.
And that's perpetuating a stereotype too. It's like, no.
Okay, they all have shaved heads.
They look like Nazis.
They look like they're about to murder your dog.
Yeah, yes. Ugh. Anyway, I watched the end of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Aww.
So sad. Aww. It was a cute, only 9 episodes this season. And it was a heist episode, a heist to end all heists, because they're wrapping up everyone's storylines, and Amy and Captain Holt are going off to form the Diversity Council to help with police reform, and Terry is interviewing to be the new captain of the 99, and because of Amy's new job, Peralta decides to quit and be a stay-at-home daddy.
Aww.
And so he doesn't tell anyone this. It's all part of the big reveal with the last heist they'll ever do together. Rosa quit the force, in the interim.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been doing private eye work this whole season, but you still see her every single episode. So it was cute. It was adorable and sad.
Yeah.
But 9 seasons, you know, they've been on 9 years, and Andy Samberg said after the summer of 2020, it was just real hard to like ethically do a cop comedy.
Yeah, I
with
get
everything
that.
Going on in society these days. So we'll continue to go on in society. And so they do touch on some of the summer of 2020 stuff, mm-hmm. and which is why Rosa leaves the force, and you know, Captain Holt struggles with it, and Terry struggles with it. So they do address it as best as they can. But I think Andy's an executive producer, right?
Yeah.
So they just kind of wanted to come back and tie up loose ends and end on a good note.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was the one where Terry got arrested, that they handled it really well. Like, both made it be like good social commentary while also making it funny. By the way, Dave Chappelle, that's how you fucking do it, you dumb piece of fuck. Anyway, I'm gonna keep shitting on Dave Chappelle.
No, yeah, let's do it.
Because I saw
this episode's gonna be a total throwback to last episode. Perfect. So I hope you're all
ready
in
to listen
for another
to the
ride.
Exact same shit over again.
I mean, we talked about Trump for 4 years in a row every week, so I'm sure everyone's glad we finally have moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I just saw a thing today where people were like, if you, the same thing that your friend's husband said on our thing, where they were like, if you think that Dave Chappelle was being mean to people, then you missed the point. No, I mean, I get his point. His point was not bad. However,
there's a better way to have done it.
In getting to the point, he said harmful shit.
Yes.
And I also get that he's trying to be like, what thing offends you? Like, he's trying to push buttons to be like, what offends you and what doesn't, which is interesting. But again, and then also he definitely pulled the I have a trans friend card.
Mm-hmm.
Who his trans friend defended him because, like, she was a comedian who had worked with him and was like, he's not a bad guy. And people, you know, like, then this is, he brings it up. People were so mean to her. She died by suicide. And he was like, I don't know if it was connected or if there were other things. But like, dude, Dave Chappelle, you just pulled I have a trans friend, so I can be transphobic. You should fucking know better.
But I have a black friend.
So I can be racist. So I can say the N-word because I have a black friend.
They gave me permission.
Fuck you.
Yeah. No, you can't even sing it when you sing Tupac, okay? Like, you gotta bleep yourself.
My brother and I were talking about that, where it was like, when do you say the N-word? And I was like, when I am singing along with the song alone in a car with nobody else.
Exactly.
That is the only time.
When I'm singing Snoop Dogg alone in my car with no one else.
Although, to be 100% honest with you, when I sing Forgot About Dre, I don't sing it. I say homies because I do that one at karaoke and I don't want to be a fucking piece of shit at karaoke.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of offended, I have at work, we have this executive advisory board that helps us make sure we stay on the right track as a research institute.
Mm-hmm.
And today we talked a lot about our pipeline. Our pipeline of researchers and students that become doctors. And so we use this term, the research pipeline, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best term. We've been saying it for years. It's not the best term. We don't really like the term, but we can't think of anything else better to call it.
I mean, we talk about the school to prison pipeline all the time. It is people from here to here.
Right.
People. That's what that means.
It's a pipeline.
It's a pipeline. People going, the school to prison pipeline is taking children from school and putting them into prison.
From children's school to adult, from children prison to adult prison.
Right, correct, correct.
So today, so they're talking about the pipeline for like 20 minutes.
Which is researchers to doctors.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, or like, you know, students to doctors to researchers, whatever. It's this pipeline, mm-hmm. of learning and research and education.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And our chair, who is has an advanced degree, I'm not sure if she's MD or PhD, out of a university on the East Coast, puts in the chat, could we stop referring to this as a pipeline? It's offensive to Native Americans and Indigenous people. And I read that and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, shut the fuck up, man. Like, no, you're being stupid. And so I tell Maggie this story earlier, and she was, and because Maggie has a good bullshit meter. And I'm like, am I wrong? And she's like, no, that's fucking ridiculous. I'm like, okay, good. So, and it just reminded me of that bit that Daniel Sloss does. He's a Scottish comedian. And he's like, who were you offended on behalf of? And did they ask you to be offended on their behalf? Shut the fuck up, if not.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to complain about this at my staff meeting tomorrow.
Right. Who said that to you?
Right.
I mean, and that's one of those things that can be really difficult.
Who said that to you? Or do you think you're being an ally when you just look like an asshole?
Yeah. Right. Right.
Because a lot of privileged white people try to be allies and end up looking like assholes. And I think this
white
is
knighting.
One of those.
Were you white knighting, ma'am?
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, and here's one of the other things about that, too. I mean, that, like, for example, something like that has come out with the term pansexual, right? Where when I first ever heard about it, people were like, it includes trans people, which is like looking back on that as, and I'm talking about like 15, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. looking back on that as a thing, yeek, mm-hmm. because trans men are men. Trans women are women.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we don't need an additional term to include people who are already included mm-hmm. or should be, right? But then the next, like, iteration of it and why I started using it was to say, you know, to include people who are non-binary, right? To be like, to that pansexual is more inclusive language,
mm-hmm.
right? To include all genders and to exclude the gender binary, because that is rude, right? And then people are being like, bisexual means my gender and other genders. And I'm like, okay, we're just like making up words at this point. Like, we're just making up meanings at this point. Who told you to say that? And bisexual and pansexual people within the community do not agree amongst themselves how you should use these things.
Right.
Although, like, definitely don't use pansexual to mean and I like trans people, because that's bad. That's offensive. Because, right? Like,
pansexual means you don't care.
Right.
Like, you will date anyone who identifies as anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're attracted to the person, not the label.
Right.
I like the wine,
not the label. Yep. So, but my point is that, like, there are many different bisexual and pansexual people who are advocating for these things who, like, don't even agree with each other and will be like, well, can you please stop blah, blah, blahing that? And just my, and so... Yeah, like even...
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people in the queer community that, like, are confused by the alphabet as well. So.
Yeah, and so even if some Native person said not to say that, like, I still question it somewhat because,
I Googled it, nothing came up.
Pipeline
besides is... Besides the protesting at the Keystone Pipeline.
I mean, a pipeline is just a thing that exists all over the world.
All over the world.
All over the world.
It offends and destroys all over the world.
Yeah, it destroys.
Not just in North America.
It destroys the environment.
There was an
globally.
Entire James Bond movie about it. Thank you very much.
Also, there's other kinds of pipelines other than oil pipelines. There's
like
other.
Like we said, school to prison pipeline.
I mean, that one's not good, but that one doesn't offend Native Americans, probably. I have no idea, actually. It's minority communities in general. I don't know, but, like, pipeline's just a word, right? It's not like...
Right.
It's not a slur.
Correct.
It's not something that is specific to that group of people.
Correct.
Right?
It's a physical thing.
It is a thing that exists.
It's like... What are we gonna... Elevators are offensive to one-story buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Elevators are offensive to sluts because you're telling them they go up and down all the time.
I like that one better. Loving an elevator. Mm. Living it up when you're going down.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
You know. Well, so what other content have you been listening to or watching or reading lately?
I totally watched something. Oh, so Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
I hit play on goddamn Bridgerton the other night.
We did. And you've been working your way through it again?
Yeah. Third time? I'm on the episode where they get engaged.
Oh, it's so good.
And go to the queen and ask for permission to get married.
His speech is so fucking so nice. Good.
Yeah. I'm at the party scene that the second brother goes to, so I had to turn it off because Catherine was in the room.
Gotcha.
So, not that I care. I don't care, but she's always like, ew!
I love.
Personally, I think the more she's exposed to naked bodies and kissing, the better.
I love telling her about how she's going to kiss people someday. Because she's like, I'm never going to do that.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll remind you when you're 14 and your hormones are raging.
I literally can't wait. I can't wait to embarrass her with that.
I'm like, no, you said you were never kissing anyone.
You were never kissing anyone.
Stop making out with your poster.
Stop making out with your pillow.
Yep. Oh, yeah, my Joey McIntyre pillow. Got a lot of action.
Good.
Yep. So did my posters quite frequently. Quite actually.
Nice. So I started season 2 of Lock and Key. I watched it during the height of the pandemic when it came out. It was good. I remembered being like, when's the second season? Like, I Googled it multiple times. But since then, I have completely forgotten what happened in the first season.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't re-binge it so that you were primed for the second season.
I didn't re-binge. I was like, I've looked for this so much. I'm totally going to remember. Like, they're going to give me the little reminder of what happened last season, and I'm totally going to remember.
And they didn't?
They did, but like fully into the first episode, I was like, what the fuck is happening in this show? I'm having a hard time paying attention because I can't remember what's going on. But I've already finished it. I watched it on Sunday and Monday. Because I took a mental health day yesterday and Monday, and I just like dicked around all day and did nothing. So, yeah, I watched all of Lock and Key season 2. The first season was better because there's like a certain whimsy to it. So they are the Lock family with an E, and they move to their family home in Massachusetts called Key House, and they start finding magical keys around the house that do various things, right? And then a demon really wants the keys, right? And tricks them. So the first season has a certain amount of whimsy to it where they like are finding keys and figuring out what they do and like doing fun and silly adventures with the keys, but like also trying to like, you know, fight the demon and keep away from the demon. And the second season is just really fucking dark and just demon fighting the whole time.
Is the demon hot? Who plays the demon?
Yes. Well, the demon switches bodies, but yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the demon is hot. She's pretty badass and hot in the first season, and then she is inhabiting a teenage boy who just acts like a smarmy little bitch the whole second season. But, you know, it's okay. It's, you know, I still enjoyed it a lot. I just was like, I miss... Even though, like, I liked the mixture of creepy and whimsical, and the music is the same. So the music is still whimsical, and then it goes into just being, like, fucking creepy and dark, right?
So. Have you watched Squid Game? Oh, we talked about this
Patrick
already.
And I are working our way through it.
Yeah.
He and I started an episode on Sunday, and he was like, I'm too drunk to... Oh, I can't figure out what's going on. I'm too drunk to watch this. So... I told him that we could just try again a different day. But yeah, I've been watching Squid Game.
Here for it.
I'm still working my way through Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I'm on the 6th out of 7 seasons, and it's gotten to the point where like all the characters are different, and I don't really give a shit about it anymore.
Yeah.
You know when that happens?
Yes.
That's a thing they do.
Yes.
You got like 4 of the original characters.
I might go back to Grey's Anatomy because they brought Addison Montgomery back.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like training the new set of interns coming in. And that preview was enough for me to be like, huh, all new interns, all new storylines, I might like decide to revisit the show after a 10-year hiatus I took.
Yeah, I stopped too. I thought it got weird.
It did get weird. It got weird.
Thank you. We're not wrong.
No. Plus, I spent every week crying hysterically on the couch, and I felt like that was bad for my mental health.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We gotta watch good stuff like demon fighting.
Gotta watch good stuff like hot guys licking pudding spoons and other things.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I watched a bunch of Owl House just for no good reason. Like, I was like, I'll watch an episode of this before bed. And then, like, 8 episodes later, I'm like, God damn it.
You're like, fuck, 8 episodes later, which is an hour.
I love Owl House.
It's fun. It's a good
ride.
It's
such a good little show.
I do enjoy Owl House more than Amphibia and Big City Greens.
Yeah, me too.
The sister Big City Green is adorable.
I was told that I was going to like, Amphibia more. I was led to believe I was going to like Amphibia more, but I like
the frogs make it to the human world in the new season.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I got to go back and rewatch that. That's cute. I was like, they do an entire episode on Thai culture. It's delightful.
I love that. I love that for them.
We're just going to call this episode more up and down the stairs.
Seriously. Jesus Christ. Can your dog just like stop for a second?
The answer is no. She's a herding dog. All of her people are all over the house and it drives her nuts.
We need to get her a job. She needs a job.
Yes. Anywho.
I'm trying to see what else I've been watching. I mean, I'm still picking my way through Only Murders in the Building. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. The last episode drops this week, yeah. I think. That means I can finally go back and watch it all.
Yeah. My parents and I are picking our way through it. It's so good. And then, yeah, I have some episodes of Golden Girls, still watching What We Do in the Shadows. Yeah, I'm kind of on the same thing, so the only thing that was different was that. Although, I did re-up my Audible subscription.
Hmm.
So, I was talking to my friend Will, and talking to him about my, like, you know, year of books. And I was like, I still need to read these and finish these, and I don't think I'm going to make it. Like, I was at the same place I am in September, and I haven't accomplished anything.
It's the end of October. You have two months left of the year.
I was in great shape, and now I am not.
You have like 64 days.
I'm aware.
To the end of the year.
I'm aware. And I told
him, how many more letters do you have to go?
What did I say to him?
You have to do H, because that's what you're going to talk about next.
That is what I'm going to talk about next. But I texted it to him. So let me see what I texted him. Just give me a sec. Vamp, Marshall.
My daughter brought me her baby tonight. Its name is Baby Shannon. Not sure why she named it after me, but it looks like one of those creepy real life dolls. And so sometimes I just sit here and hold it. Because why not?
It's not even loading past messages. What the fuck?
It's got little wrinkly feet and toes.
All right. I need G, H, N, W, and I need to finish U, K, and F. So all U, K, and F are all partially done. And I said, I bought
6 books.
1, 2, that's 7 books.
You gotta read a book a week.
I
should give you one of my lichen porn ones. You'll finish it in 6 hours.
No, because I made a fucking plan, and this is my fucking plan. I have to finish U, K, and F. They're started already. Those aren't, I have to read a whole book for them. Those are partially done. And then I bought Andy Weir's novel, Project Hail Mary.
Oh, you have an S, right?
Yeah, I do have an S. That's I need G, H, N, and W. So then I'm talking to him about it, and I said something about, like, I'm never going to make it if I don't redo my Audible subscription. And then I was like, so saying that out loud to a person or in text to a person, I was like, yeah, so I should just redo my fucking Audible subscription. What the fuck, Maggie? So that I can listen to 3 books on audiobook and then finish 3 and read 1 more.
There's like a Loki fiction romance series by Laria Wolf.
No, W I already have picked. Some of them I already have picked. I literally just said I purchased Andy Weir's book, Project Hail Mary.
All right, so talk about your H book.
So I had gotten one gifted to me from our gifting group, and like I didn't just show you the front, the cover. That book is like many inches thick. I'm never going to finish that book. I'm never going to start that book. So I realized Dune, the movie, came out this weekend and last weekend, and everybody's going wild about it. And it's one of those things where I like know a ton about it, but I've never read it. And oh my God, who wrote that but Frank Herbert. Herbert. And I needed an H because I was never going to read Peter Hamilton's book because it's too thick. So the Dune audiobook is one of the best audiobooks I have ever listened to. There are soundscapes in the background. There's fucking voice actors for the main actors. It's so good. And it's not just that it's a good story. It's like the production value on this audiobook is incredible.
It's like a movie for your ears.
It's an ear movie.
I love it.
So I'm very excited about that. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be a delight. Goddamn delight. So I'm enjoying that a lot. And then I also had an epiphany on Sunday.
Okay.
So we had our ladies only party that Abby and I did.
Okay.
Ladies and femmes only. We put on Dogma because it was the thing was goddesses. Mm-hmm. We put on Dogma and everyone just sat and watched the movie and no one talked to each other. So Abby and I are sitting by the front door being like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like we have the worst fucking party because nobody fucking does anything. And I said to her, I was like, we're going to play games in between. We're going to not do the second movie. We're going to play games and we're going to start it later. So like get people fucking doing stuff. So this is what I realized because I hadn't realized this before. She was like, why did people used to ignore the movie? Like, why do they just sit there and watch it and not interact? Like, how did this become actual movie night and not sex party?
With a movie on in the background.
Right. So we used to project the movie onto a sheet that I tacked up. And I thought it would be good to do a higher quality for the movie. But then once I did, people don't move from watching the movie. And it is because it is no longer tacked up onto a sheet that I tape to a thing. Tell me that. What? Movies ruin the sex party. What the fuck?
Maybe she just put porn up.
That is too difficult because there is not internet in that building at all. So we always have to have DVDs.
Mm-hmm. So I have a box of porn.
I'm not buying DVD porns.
I have a bunch.
I guess. But what, I don't know.
I'd have to find it.
But Abby and I decided that we're just going back to only doing one movie from now on. So that there is 2 hours of movie and then 3 other hours of party. Because the people are just fucking sitting there doing nothing.
Maybe that's all they have the mental, emotional space to do. I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
It's been a weird fucking 2 years. I mean, hashtag, you know, Falcon Captain America theme. Me still processing 2020, 2022, right around the fucking corner, on my left.
On your left?
You know?
Yeah.
Like, shit's real. Shit is real.
Yep.
My grandfather's funeral was Sunday.
Oh, hooray.
Right, he died over a month and a half ago.
I mean, that's what we did with Irma, too. Yeah. It took a while.
It was fine. My mom was surprised more people came than she thought would, and the service was interesting. It wasn't awkward like my grandmother's.
Your grandma's was awkward? I don't recall this.
It was awkward. The minister, who was supposedly non-denominational, he was not, it went on and on about this man I knew nothing of.
Yeah.
Like, he got stories, and he got a CV from my mom and Deanne, and then he wove this story full of assumptions of what a man my grandfather must have been simply because he did these specific things in his life. I am so glad I had a fucking mask on, because all I did the entire time was laugh. Like, nice. Yeah, it was weird. So my mom might have been the only one to cry. I don't know. That was weird, too. We all sat down, and no one wanted to sit in the front. And so Deanne sat in the front all by herself, and then my mom sat across in the front with my dad, and maybe someone else joined them. I don't know. I couldn't really see them because there was a pole in the way. And so John and I are sitting like row three. So there's Deanne in row one, no one in row two, and everyone else like stuck their asses in the back two rows.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, John, we need to go sit with Deanne. We can't let her be the only person in the front row.
Right.
So John and I sat with Deanne, which is now parallel to a couch, which is in front of my mom and Jeff. So, and then we went out to dinner afterwards. It was just us. My mom's family doesn't really talk to her much. So they all went their own separate ways. I'm assuming they had their own dinners with their own families. And so some of my great aunts and their families joined us, out to dinner. So Scott and I are sitting with my cousin Dave. Shout out to Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Who favorited us and our podcast of middle-aged white liberal hippie douches.
I'm not middle-aged. Every single one of my grandparents lived to be over 80. And most of my great-grandparents did as well. So if we're talking about what is the projected middle of my life, it's not until 42. However, even the internet says, what age is middle age? It says 45. You're not there yet either.
You know, denial is more than just a river in Egypt.
I'm not in denial. I have Googled it.
The more you just accept it now, I'm the not better that. You will accept
because
it
I'm when not
you're
that.
45.
Because I'm not that. I'm not
right,
that.
Calm your fucking tits, man.
I'm not
calm
that.
Calm your tits. Calm it. You done? Having mm-hmm. a temper tantrum for the 12th time.
Well, stop fucking saying shit that's not real. It's not real. It's not. You're not even middle-aged. Stop it. Stop calling me a thing that I'm not.
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Because I said, what age is middle age? And it says between the ages of 45 and 65.
I don't fucking care what Google says.
You're not, though.
I am.
You're not that. You're just a normal adult. You're just an adult.
Middle-aged.
You're just an adult.
Middle-aged. If you have to worry about a retirement fund, you're middle-aged.
I don't, because I'm dying in the climate wars, so I will literally never become middle-aged. My
okay,
retirement
plan. Can
we
get back to my fucking story before you threw a temper tantrum?
Stop calling me middle-aged. I don't like it. It's not what I am. I'm not that. Also, I just realized that the thing on my leg is leaking a lot. Go tell your story. I'm going to try to clean myself up.
It's not funny if you're not here to laugh react.
I don't want blood and gross.
Weirdo. Okay. So we're out to dinner with my cousin Dave.
Yes.
But we're out to dinner with family. Dave is sitting with Scott and I. And we're at Jameson's in downtown Brighton. And he's like, have you ever been here? I was like, yeah, we've been here a few times. He's like, oh, what's good? I'm like, I don't know. It's fucking bar food. Like, we get the fish and chips all the time. It's fine. He's like, well, do you like it here? I was like, well, I wouldn't choose to eat here if it were my only option. Uh-huh. Like, we've been in a pandemic for 2 years. Like, if I'm going out to eat.
I want
to
eat somewhere
public,
I want to eat.
I want to eat somewhere a little nicer than a faux Irish pub that serves me frozen food. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's fine. He's like, oh, I'll look on Google map reviews and see if there's any good reviews. I'm like, okay. And so he pulls up Google and he looks down. And he's like, huh, I wrote a review here. I've eaten here before.
Because when you pull up Google, if you've written a review,
yours is the
top one.
I laughed so fucking hard. I put my mask back on my face so I wouldn't aspirate all over everyone. It was so fucking funny.
I do love that he's like, he's asking.
You ever been here? I'm like, nah, it's fine.
It was so unremarkable
that he forgot he's even eaten there. So he's like, I'm going to get the same thing I got last time. I was like, you motherfucker, you better update your review.
That's hilarious.
And say you've now had the same dish twice and it's still Gouda. He had some sort of like Gouda chicken pasta thing. So anyway, so shout out to Dave. He's a CPA. He works for his dad.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Welcome, Dave.
I was like, I have money anxieties. Can you talk me into investing in my future, please? Because I feel like the zombie apocalypse is just going to take everything anyway. So why even bother?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to die in the climate wars. My dad has started taking me seriously on that. And it's like, no, we're not. We live in Michigan and we have the farm up north. Like, we're just going to retreat to the farm up north. And we live in Michigan. So we're going to be fine for climate and water.
Well, we could still, like, the fucking glaciers came down this far. Like, we could enter into another ice age. We'd be fucked.
I mean, it's hard to know what is going to happen.
And
but
is the farmer working farm?
Yeah.
Is there a house and tools and shit there?
Yeah. So yeah, they've been renting it to somebody else for, like, many, many years.
And how much land? Is it huntable?
Yeah. Many acres.
All right. So we all need the address to the farm, Maggie, so we can all migrate to it.
And have our commune.
And have our commune.
The commune that I have always wanted.
So at least give everyone the city it's in so we can get a little close.
It's fine because it's in Luther, Michigan, and there's only like 5 things in that whole town.
Yeah.
So
does it have a stop sign?
Yeah.
You know, Pinckney has neither a stop sign nor a flashing light.
Interesting.
Next time you drive through downtown Pinckney, look at that cross section. There's a light before it, but that's not part of downtown.
Right.
And downtown.
Because that's where I come up. I come up at that light.
Pretty legit. There's neither a stop sign nor a flashing light.
Because you know I live, you know, like I come from Dexter, so I'm coming up
Dexter Pinckney Road.
Up Dexter Pinckney. And when that ends, it ends at a stoplight, and then you would turn left to go into town.
Right.
Correct. You guys should have seen my eyes.
Right? No, you turned left. I turned right to go to your house and left to go to downtown. Correct. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so
we got to do that Midwest meme where it's, it's the answer to literally everything.
I said yeah, no to my mom, and she fucking lost her goddamn mind at me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. She was like, I hate that. I was like, okay, well, it's just something that I say to fill space when I'm thinking. So I can just not say anything and just have awkward silences when I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to say.
There's a whole meme where yeah, no means 10 different things depending on the tone you use.
It does.
And how you use it.
It does.
I love it.
It does mean all kinds of different things. And when I'm saying it, I'm usually kind of like,
yeah, no, right.
Agreeing with myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thinking things through.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'll put her out of there with ope.
Ope. Like, she doesn't say shit. Oh, she went to the doctor and everything came back great, so now she can't shut her goddamn mouth about her amazing diet.
Well, you know, your cholesterol will go down when you don't eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and let me explain a thing. I'm going to be a bitch about my parents. I can't stop being a bitch about
it. They are 70 doing an unhealthy diet.
Yeah.
I'm really shocked. You know what? I'm not shocked the doctor praised her. I doubt she told the doctor she's doing a dangerous diet, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, doctors are so self-absorbed with the numbers on a test.
Yeah.
that don't necessarily ask you how did you get there, Candy.
Right.
Oh, I'm doing this crazy dangerous crash diet for my age.
Yeah. My friend Danielle has told me this story more than once. She is a nurse in, mammograms and breast care. And this woman came in and was like, yeah, I'm just, here to see if what's going on because I lost 60 pounds without trying. And everybody just keeps on telling me good job. And I'm sitting here being like, well, now I have to get tested for everything. My doctor didn't even tell me I needed to. My doctor just said, way to go. She was like, I'm trying to impress upon you. I did nothing.
Right. Which means you're either dying or depressed.
Like there's some. Yeah. So she.
That's what happened to Wendy. Wendy lost 60 pounds without trying. And I said, she's either sick or depressed or both.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lose weight like that without trying.
Yeah.
Unless so there's something
this
wrong.
This woman was going through all of the tests. So she was there getting the mammogram to be like, is the thing breast cancer?
Mm-hmm.
So, but all these doctors were just like, way to go. Good for you. And not interested in running any tests to see why she dropped 60 pounds fast.
Right.
That's so fucked up. Danielle was like, yeah, no, you're making. Yeah, no. Yeah, you're making the right choice here. To get all these tests. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
What the fuck? And I was like, did she have breast cancer? I've got to know how the story ends.
She's like, I can't tell you.
she can't, but also the answer was no, because she was like, yeah, I don't know what she did next or what. Like, she gave me enough information that I knew that Danielle also didn't know.
Yes. Yes.
So, but yeah, that is bad, you guys. That's bad.
Bad.
It's bad. So yeah, Candy was just bragging about all of how great her health stuff was. And then, okay.
She ain't gonna be bragging when she trips and falls down the stairs and breaks a hip.
So,
Because her bones are brittle now.
I have been wanting to make a spice cake for a little bit. I mostly, 90% of what I wanted was cream cheese frosting. I'm not gonna lie. But I think that...
Is that legit just cream cheese and a buttload of sugar?
Butter. Cream cheese butter. A buttload of sugar.
Okay.
And then I also threw in some, and some vanilla and some salt.
Mm.
I put in a little extra salt because I like it. I think it made it stay tangier. Like that's some of the tangiest. I don't know. It's really good. Cream cheese, butter, buttload of confectioner's sugar, a splash of.
Also powdered sugar. Powdered sugar.
Yeah. You make frosting with powdered sugar.
Yeah.
So yes, it's that. And it. I'd made it. I don't love carrot cake that much. So I made a pumpkin spice cake that has cinnamon and pumpkin and just like the pumpkin spice mix in it, like the pumpkin spice mix. And yeah, a can of pumpkin and then all of the other normal things that you put in a cake. And I woke up this morning and a third of my cake was gone. So
a little mouse eat it.
So Shannon, is the problem...
Did you sleepwalk and eat a third of the cake?
I did not. I had two. Well, I had like five tiny slices. I kept on being like, just one more little piece.
Right. Little slivers.
Just like five little slivers. Five
so
little
like
slivers.
Two regular. Either one big slice or two little slices.
I was going to say two solid slices.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
In like a 13 by 14 pan. That's like one of those big square pans.
No, it's not a big square. It's the big rectangle. 9 by 13.
Yeah. Big rectangle.
Big rectangle pan.
Okay. Everyone knows birthday cake pan.
Yep.
Two normal squares.
Yep, there it is. So my
a third of the first row.
A third that I ate?
Yeah.
Yes, a third of the first row is what I ate. My parents and I, after dinner, ate the first row.
Okay.
Right? Like the three of us together.
Okay.
But it also was cut on, and it's like, it was not cut even. It was cut on a diagonal. It got smaller as it went along. So... Then I come back and there's like a whole next row missing this morning.
You're like, what?
I asked my mom, I was like, did you have any more? She said, I had one more little sliver. She's like, I had one more little piece. So I'm sitting here just thinking and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, Dad, your issue is not like what you're eating for dinner. Your issue is that you will eat a third of a cake overnight. Like he ate four pieces of cake. The issue Like, he did not need to go on a crash diet.
He needed to stop eating cake at midnight.
He needed to stop eating cake at midnight. Like, I'm just so fucking pissed off at this bullshit. Like, your issue is not now, nor has it ever been, how you were eating your meals.
Maybe they should try intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
I've lost 15 pounds. But I don't think it's just the intermittent fasting, though. I think it's the fact that I stopped eating fucking candy.
Mm-hmm.
And started walking my dog every morning for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I think the fasting has helped me not eat at midnight.
Yeah.
Not eat at 1 a.m.
Right.
Or if I do, I don't eat till noon the next day. Like, I'm listening to my body more. That's when it's hungry and wants nutrients.
I mean, that's what my registered dietitian and I have talked about, where she was like, I mean, if you wanted to lose weight, we would be talking a lot more about hunger cues. We would be just spending a ton of our time paying attention to hunger cues, when it is time to eat and when it is time to stop eating. And honestly, she's way harder on me about when I skip meals than when I overeat. She's way harder on me about skipping meals. Because, like, that is, like, maladaptive. That is bad. Like, she considers that a worse eating habit, right? Skipping. I mean, when it's been when it's a big one where she's like, okay, so you, had your last meal at, 3 p.m., which means I know you didn't eat dinner because that's when you eat lunch. And then you didn't eat the next day until noon. So let's discuss why that happened.
Were you hungry?
Yes, of course I was.
Oh.
I'm never not hungry. Yes.
Do you know me? I'm never not hungry.
I am always hungry. That is me skipping meals on purpose. Or feeling so depressed I don't feel like I can eat. So
I wouldn't say, I don't think I ever skip meals on purpose as like a negative habit or mind thought. Like I don't think I have ever been like, oh, I ate too much here, so I don't deserve to, or I can't eat dinner.
Oh no, like, mine is 100%. I don't know what to make and I don't feel like doing anything.
Yeah.
All the time. Like that's my deliberate skipping is like, there is nothing easy for me to put in my face, and so I'm going to put nothing in my face.
Oh, I would just continue to search for something easy, like instant mashed potatoes or nacho cheese and pretzels or grapes. Like, that's honestly, I eat so many grapes right now.
Grapes
are good.
That's
my new candy.
I love frozen grapes. Have you frozen them?
I haven't, because then they hurt my teeth to eat them.
I love the frozen grapes.
Yeah.
Love the frozen grapes. I did not one, but two separate spit takes on Saturday. I posted about it on Facebook and I said, I need to stop drinking when my hilarious and charming friends are talking. So I was talking to my friend Will about going to, I was telling him about Sid, because I just kind of like unloaded on him emotionally about that. Because I'm still working through murdering my best friend. It's been a month today. Mm-hmm. 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so he and I were talking about it. And I said I was in New Orleans because I was telling the story of Emma. And like later he said something about Las Vegas. And I was like, New Orleans. And he goes, I always get those two mixed up. Because they're both just like in hot places and you go there to be drunk all the time.
Hashtag not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, but they're very different if you've ever been to both of the cities. They like, yes. Their vibe is very different.
Yes, one is a dry sandbox. The other is rich with cultural history and music and art.
And a swamp.
And a swamp.
So
it's a little more moist.
Yeah, it's moister. It's moister. So later on, he said, so you were in New Orleans or Las Vegas. No one can ever tell which. And I just... spat out my drink.
You're in New Orleans, Las Vegas, whatever.
Nobody could ever tell. Nobody knows.
Walk around drunk anyway.
Nobody has any idea where you were. And I was
fucking hot. You're fucking drunk.
Yeah, I spit out my drink. So that That was the first one. And then later in the same day, I was telling Abby this story of how I was driving to see my brother, and I was on the toll highway, and on the toll highway, there's the like little toll plaza, so you don't have to get off the toll highway and then get back on the little toll plaza. So I go in, I go to Einstein Brothers Bagels, and I order a bagel and a drink, and she's like, grab chips. And I was like, I don't ever remember getting chips with this before. And then on my way out, she's like, oh, you should take a cookie. So I'm telling my brother the story, and I go, so like, maybe all the food was about to go bad. And Joe was like, oh my God, Maggie, she was hitting on you. You dumb idiot. And so I tell Abby that story, and she goes, see, I would have done the same thing. I would have just thought she saw me and goes, oh, she's fat and really likes food a lot. Yeah, so I snorted punch up my nose in that moment. It was a ginger ale punch, too. It hurt real bad.
Take a cookie. It looks like you need one.
Looks like, yeah, looks like you're fat and you really like food. Looks like you really need that cookie. Two spit takes, one day.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's funny.
I have funny and charming friends. Nobody could tell what city I was in.
Oh, I hate snorting pop. That's the worst. Burns.
Mm-hmm. It does. It burns. It was a ginger ale and fruit juice punch.
Goes down.
It hurt. Down. How are we on time?
It burns. That ring of fire. That ring of fire. I was checking because my fucking computer sucks.
Is it
56?
It's time to wrap it up, I think. I don't have anything.
Like a dick.
Do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. We should do some internet memes of the week.
Yeah, I totally forgot to do that last week, even though I had some. So
I think we should do double then. Let's do them all.
That's great. Let's do it.
I sent you one, so I wouldn't forget.
Uh-huh. This one was one that I was going to read for us last week. One pina colada, quote unquote, extra creamy, IDFK. That's just what he said he wanted. I guess add whip before you blend. I don't fucking know. I hate it here.
So you're reading a receipt.
A receipt.
For a drink order.
Yes.
That you would put in the computer and it pops up at the bar.
Yep.
And in the drink order, you can put that notes.
That is what the notes all say.
So the notes say, they ordered one pina colada, and then there's a dissertation of notes underneath it. That
quote unquote,
says again,
extra creamy. I don't fucking know. That's just what he said he wanted. I guess add whip before you blend. I don't fucking know. I hate it here.
I wonder if he works at like fucking Margaritaville or something.
Oh, I'm sure. I was imagining like Applebee's or
fucking hate it here. The fucking people suck.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Yep.
I'm gonna burn this place down.
All right. Next one. Internet thing of the week. My problem is I want to be spiritually evolved and beat people up too.
Hashtag truth.
Mm-hmm. And then this I sent you today, which was amazing.
Oh,
so, but
yes.
This is only if you know The Good Place, which we talked about a lot. So if you listen to us but haven't watched The Good Place yet, what is wrong with you? We told you to do it for like 4 whole years.
Go back and do it now.
We talked about it constantly.
We'll
yes.
Pause we'll
this.
Wait.
Watch the whole thing.
All four
and
seasons.
Then come back to hear this joke.
Yes.
So the show Love Life, the first season was about Anna Kendrick and whatever her character's name was. And the second one is William Jackson Harper,
who played Chidi Anagonye.
Chidi Anagonye, which Eleanor called him.
Eleanor can't say his name.
Chidi Anaconda. Chidi Anagrande. That's a person. I did it.
Chidi Anakendrick.
Chidi Anakendrick, she calls him at one point. So it is Chidi and Anna Kendrick together. And
I love
Anna,
it.
Yes, and she said, Chidi Anakendrick. Chidi, and it was
Chidi Anakendrick.
It made me so happy.
I love it.
I loved it too.
That's delightful.
It's so good. So happy.
All right, mine is, I'm going to read it, though it kind of hurts my brain to read it this way. I hope the woman who forgot the word iced and so asked me for a caramel macchiato on the rocks yesterday is doing well. So the woman couldn't remember the word iced.
Yep.
And so she asked for a caramel macchiato on the rocks.
On the rocks.
And this person hopes that she is doing better today than she was yesterday.
I do too. I hope that for her too.
It's like our beach chickens.
Beach chickens.
I'm gonna go to, next time I go to Starbucks, I'm going to ask for a white mocha on the rocks.
I love that. Yes. I want my pumpkin spice on the rocks.
Can I get a pumpkin spice latte on the rocks, please?
On the rocks, please. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's so good. Pumpkin spice latte on the rocks is even better than caramel macchiato. Even better than caramel macchiato on the rocks.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Listen, find us all the places that you listen to podcasts, and you should give us a rating. I don't care what you say, just give us 5 stars.
5 stars. They suck a bag of dicks.
5 stars. They have no idea what they're talking about. 5 stars.
5 stars.
They talked about Twilight for 3 whole episodes. 5 stars.
5 stars, not middle-aged yet.
We're not, by the official definition. So stop trying to pre-age me. It's unnecessary. Find us on all of the places that you listen to podcasts. Where do you like a podcast? I don't know. You know where you like it. And so find us there. You can also interact with us on Facebook. And you can find me on Twitter. I am Maggie, at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon, at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 296 of, I knew that. I had it, maybe.
Season 10.
Yeah, of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.